election for the North Coastal Planning Area.
Good morning, Council.
Good morning, sir.
I'm here today to request approval to select a consultant to provide planning, design, and construction inspection and administration services for water and wastewater in the North Coastal Planning Area for a 5-year period effective upon Council approval and successful negotiation of an agreement. The current firm providing the services in the North Coastal area is Whitman Reckwart and Associates. This selection process for a new firm is not a reflection of the quality of the work they're providing us, but rather a continuing effort to update all of our consultant service contracts that are required by their expiration date to be replaced. The scope of services was approved by the county administrator, and a committee was appointed to evaluate the consultant applications. I served as the person in responsible charge for this purpose. Initially, 7 consultant firms responded to our request for proposals, and 3 of those firms were shortlisted for formal presentations. Final selection was based on factors including overall presentation quality and content, experience on similar water and wastewater systems, experience coordinating with USDA and the State Revolving Fund, the quality of their project team, accessibility, construction inspection and management, and cost effectiveness. The shortlisted firms were individually and collectively ranked with unanimous consensus as follows. 1, Whitman, Reckwart, and Associates. 2, Hazen and Sawyer. 3, GMB. Whitman, Reckwart, and Associates have provided Sussex County continuous planning engineering services since 1995. With key engineering personnel dedicated to Sussex County as a team until present. They have offices in Georgetown and Wilmington where they collectively employ 28 personnel and over 650 employees in the Mid-Atlantic region. During this time, they have provided Sussex County services for the installation of over 600,000 linear feet of force main and gravity sewer lines, 2 major treatment plant expansions, and 35 pumping stations. Consistently keeping their contracts on or under budget with extremely low change order values. The project team includes local consultant firms, Adams Kemp in Georgetown, Accent Environmental in Millsboro, and Atlantic Resource Management in Ocean View. We believe Sussex County will be well served with Whitman, Reckwart, and Associates based on their dedication, responsiveness, in-depth knowledge of our systems and of our expectations, and commitment to providing the most cost-effective engineering solutions for this next 5-year period. I have a motion for consideration subject to questions and concerns.
I have, Mr. President.
Mr. Phillips.
I have raised some concerns about this to our legal staff. Unfortunately, it came at the 11th hour. Mr. Rutt, were you able to review my email?
I saw your email.
I knew that it was a bit complicated and events took place a while back. I guess I would like to suggest that we table this until we can discuss it in executive session, since it does lend itself to pending and potential litigation. So I would like to make a motion to defer this.
Since I'm not familiar with that email or anything, is it justified, Mr. Rutt, that what he's citing? I haven't seen this email. I have no idea what he's talking about. Could somebody give me an idea why, you know, is it rise to the threshold that we need to delay something like this?
There's a good reason to defer it when you don't know what to talk about.
Well, I'm just asking, is there really an issue here, or is it just, again, something that...
There was an email received raising some questions about the process and the selection
process, or the applicant, or who, or what?
Some of the applicants, and I did not have time to go back and really look into some of the issue that was raised in the email.
So you need time.
I think that, given a week to defer it and take a look back, would not be an You know, it's a reasonable request.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just, Mr. President, I got one other thing I'd like to bring up. Is it
on this?
Yeah, it's on this. Okay. It's basically, it follows on it. When the council has a concern, a legal concern, I've always was told we have to go through the administrator, and administrator then would go to the legal, because I'm getting an indication now that any of us can email Mr. Rutt and trigger some legal action.
This was emailed to the administrator and our finance director.
Is that where it went first? And
Mr. Rutt was copied.
Okay, but my impression was you sent it to Mr. Rutt. And anyway, my concern is, Mr. President, the procedure that we use here, legal costs can mount up and make sure that they're not frivolous. I think that the council needs to be brought into this before we go spend, you know, money like this, because this could get out of hand, each of us having some little, you know, quibbling here that we've got a problem with. So anyway, just my concern is, I don't know what's in this email, could be very legitimate. Could Mr. Lawson come up with something that the council and the president, that how we should proceed? Because I'm getting an indication I can just start emailing Everett, David, Vince, and triggering some legal fees. And I don't know if that's in our best interest.
I think it is in our best interest, George, because that's why.
That's what I find out.
That's why we're elected, to represent the people.
Mm-hmm.
When we have questions about things, then we should go to a further extent and try to find out if we understand it well enough ourselves to represent those people.
I'm trying to find out if we would all have an understanding how we should do this.
That's probably
a wrong way.
Is there something?
That's probably a good question.
It's
we'll ask Mr. Lawson to review that and get back with council on your views on the process. Certainly everybody up here has the same right to ask questions, but it probably should be something that we vent through Mr. Lawson and his staff mm-hmm. prior to, but let's find out what he has to say.
Sort of have to know what questions asked.
We have a motion and a second to defer this. Is that for a week?
Be fine.
For 1 week, be on next week's agenda. Any questions on that motion?
Only question is, I appreciate deferring, but I would have liked to have known about this prior to this minute. But yes, I agree, because our attorney needs time. Yes.
And Mr. Cole?
I'll vote to defer.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We'll defer to be on the agenda next week. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. President,
Mr. Phillips?
Do we have executive session with pending potential litigation on for today?
We do not, and we cannot add it at this point in time. Is that correct, Mr. Rutt?
So maybe
that's correct.
2 weeks.
Right.
Well, in light of that, can we have executive session at the beginning of next week's
sure.
Meeting.
Yes.
Yes. To discuss this. Okay.
Yes, certainly. Julie Cooper, Pine Street Parking Facility Project.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations. I saw cars parked in the new lot.
Yay. Okay, thank you. I'm here for to ask for that the council grant substantial completion for the Pine Street Parking Facility. It was the contractor was Thompson & Sons from Milford, Delaware, and the project began in August, and substantial completion as when the work was totally completed was October 5th. The town has given us a certificate of occupancy, and I do have a balancing change order, which I attached to your packets.
Sure.
If anybody has a question about that.
Any questions on a balancing change order, which shows, in fact, it costs us $15,019.80 less?
Yes, we didn't have to do the geotextile pavement underlayment, which we had to do in another location in town, so.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it was.
And who was the contractor?
Thompson & Sons from Milford.
Gotcha.
You have a motion, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Please read your motion.
Mm-hmm. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective October 5th, 2013 to Thompson & Sons Contracting, LLC of Milford, Delaware for Sussex County Project 1224 Pine Street Parking Facility, and further that balancing change order number one be approved in the credit amount of $15,019.20, thereby.
Speak up. Can't hear you.
Oh, sorry.
got the reporter back there holding his ear. Like
oh, I guess I'm not close enough to this. It's in the packet, too, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the change order. Okay, thereby decreasing the contract amount from $117,585 to $102,565.20, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Sure. Second, Mr. Colt. Any questions on the motion?
Mr.
Phillips?
There is one item which was bid at a quantity of 190 tons. It ended up actually being 273 tons
mm-hmm.
with an increase of around $7,500 to the contract. Is that typical to have that much of a difference between quantity and actual quantity?
Well, typical, yes, that it should be a little more. All of the bid items typically are a little less or more. In this case, it's slightly more because we did some additional pavement repairs in the alley that we were tying into for the town, so that made it a bit higher than it would have been.
I mean, it is, 30% more?
Yeah, we got our hot mix, though. It's there.
Yeah,
we actually got more probably than we. I drew up the section as 2 inches, but we had some issues with the final grading, and so there were some areas where we actually got more than the 2 inches.
So we actually did it for the town.
Yeah, we always do a few improvements for the town. They got some sidewalks, some curb. And some improvements to the alley.
Did you send them a letter and tell them how much money we spent on our town so we can get
no.
some credit for that?
Mr. Rizzo.
If I can add a little bit to, with this particular contract, one of the things that we found during the construction was that when he had put his crusher run down, his grade wasn't exactly perfect. He should have used his crusher run to get into a grade that he could have put the 2-inch overlay on it. But since his grade was off, what he opted to do was use the hot mix to correct the grade versus using the crusher run. So I think in this case, probably the crusher run is lesser,
mm-hmm.
but we use more hot mix. But because we were under on the overall job, it kind of worked out. And we kind of knew that going into the paving process. So we end up getting more hot mix than what we had originally intended. But it had to do with his construction method and not the actual design.
Any more questions, Council?
I just want to say something. We've been working on this for some time, and it's not just engineering. And I know Mr. Godwin has shepherded this thing for a long time. And I know, are there any other staff that have been working on this that deserves a thank you? Because I'm very appreciative of the work. But just don't want to miss anybody.
Thank you. Don't take the vote. No.
Hal Godwin. Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Godwin. Yes.
Email her a list.
Thank you.
We will now take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Parking lot looks nice. Thank you. Mr. Lank, old business. Conditional use 1969.
Mr. Vincent.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rudd.
Yes, this. Conditional use, our firm did not participate in due to a conflict of interest.
Okay.
Mr. Robertson is going to be representing the council on that. So I'll just sit here and sit quiet.
There you go. Enjoy the conversation.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I didn't say good morning earlier.
You going to charge for this time?
Or yeah. Oh, no.
We have one item of old business. It is conditional use number 1969, the application of Melvin L. Joseph Construction Company Incorporated. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for excavation of a bar pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Baltimore 100, Sussex County. The parcel contains 7.2 acres, more or less, and lying east of Powell Farm Road, also known as Route 365. approximately 1/2 mile north of Burbage Road, being Road 353, and identified as tax map ID 1-34, map 11, parcel 207. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on September 26th of 2013. The council held public hearing last Tuesday on this application. The commission, in its deliberation of the public hearing, deferred action and tabled, or deferred action on the application, and it was reconsidered on October 10th under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1969 from Melvin L. Joseph Construction Company Incorporated for the expansion of an existing bar pit based upon the record made at a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a 7.2-acre expansion of an existing bar pit. Two, a need exists in this area, in the area, for dirt, sand, and gravel, and existing bar pit sources are becoming depleted. The material removed from this site will be used throughout the county for a variety of residential and commercial uses and road construction. Three, the project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on traffic or the neighboring properties or community. Four, as a source of fill dirt available to the entire county, the project is essential and desirable for the general convenience, safety, and welfare of the current and future residents of the county. Five, vegetated buffers will be established along the boundaries of this land and lands of other ownership. Six, the site is adjacent to an existing active bar pit owned and operated by the applicant. The existing pit predates zoning and is permitted as a legal nonconforming use. The applicant is committed to reclaiming the existing pit area as part of this expansion, even though that is not legally required of the applicant for this nonconforming use. Seven, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, no materials shall be brought from off-site for processing, mixing, or similar purposes. B, water or a water truck shall be available to control dust from road traffic when conditions require. C, the only entrance to the pit shall be from Burbage Road. There shall not be any access via Powell Farm Road, and the portion of the site that fronts on Powell Farm Road shall be fenced or gated to prevent access. D, any roadway or entrance improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant. All entrances shall be secured when the bar pit is not in operation. E, the hours of operation shall be between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 6 a.m. until 12 noon on Saturdays. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. F, no material shall be stored on any access roads or within any buffer areas. G, the access road shall be on the eastern edge of the boundary of the property as shown on the site plan. H, no fuel shall be stored on site. I, no stumps, branches, debris, or other similar items shall be buried or placed in the site of the bar pit. J, the bar pit shall have 2-to-1 slopes, and the slope shall be seeded and planted to control erosion. K, a final site plan including all pit slopes, excavation phasing, and reclamation plan shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to the commencement of operations. Reclamation plan shall indicate finished grading, seeding, and planting schedules designed to create a pleasing appearance. L, as proffered by the applicant, the existing non-conforming bar pit, known as the Gibson Pit, shall be reclaimed. The reclamation plan for the Gibson Pit shall be included with the reclamation plans for this conditional use. And the applicant shall comply with all state and county erosion and sediment control regulations. And permanent concrete markers and signs shall be placed at appropriate locations to designate the boundaries of the subject property and pit areas. The boundary markers shall be raised and marked so that they are clearly visible to anyone nearing the site. O, every 5 years after the start of excavation, the Office of Planning and Zoning shall inspect the site and request written comments from all appropriate state agencies so that the Planning and Zoning Commission can review the comments and verify their compliance with all regulations. P, the applicant shall comply with all the requirements set forth in section 115 2023-172B.
Excuse me. Getting emotional?
I got really emotional on that one. Of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. Q, the bar pit shall be surrounded by a buffer strip, a minimum distance of 100 feet from all, from any street lines, 200 feet from any dwelling of other ownership, and 50 feet from all other property lines of other ownership. The buffer area shall be vegetated buffer of existing vegetation or native species vegetation. Or the area of the old pit on the site that intrudes into the 50-foot buffer area shall be filled and landscaped to form part of the continuous buffer around the perimeter of the site. S, as proffered by the applicant, the conditional use shall expire 40 years from the date of the ordinance is adopted, if and when, by the Sussex County Council. T, as proffered by the applicant, after 20 years, the property owner shall complete at its expense an environmental resources and impact study, as that phrase is defined by DENREC or its successor agency. Upon confirmation by DENREC of the owner's compliance with the then existing regulations, the permit shall continue for the remaining 20-year period that the conditional use is valid. And lastly, U, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried unanimously 5-0.
Mm-hmm. I got your phone, but
One of those items was a question by council related to filling the area of the old pit that's in the buffer, and that's a conditional.
That's good. There was, Mr. President.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Cole. Yeah, one other issue. Mr. Adams, the applicant, had drawings, and they all cited 25 feet, and he said that's his intent in the existing pit. So I was wondering if in J we could put the borrow pit shall have 2-to-1 slopes and will not exceed approximately 25 feet in depth, and then the slopes will also be seeded and planted to control erosion. So if we could just add in the 25 feet, because these pits do change hands over the years, and if it gets sold again to somebody else, I think we need to establish that they're not going to go to 100 feet or just keep digging and stuff till they get to China. There is concerns about water table and breaking into the things and stuff like that, and exposure to our thing. So if there's no objection, I'd like to introduce the J just to modify that.
And what
which the applicant said he would do.
Based on what you said, you would
guy
revise.
The back of the room is shaking his head in agreement.
You would revise J to read, the bar pit shall have 2-to-1 slopes.
The two of them are in agreement.
And will not exceed a depth of 25 feet, and the slopes shall be seeded and planted to control erosion.
You think we're going to put a stormwater pond there too, George?
It's holding some water right now, Sam.
I have a question. And it comes from things that I've seen around, not here necessarily, but these stormwater ponds in other jurisdictions are really fenced in with chain link fence, and it's 6 feet tall. And I'm thinking that's probably to protect children. And I was wondering if did we have any conditions that we post the property?
The condition on number,
It had to be, it was condition N.
It was N. Permanent concrete markers and signs shall be placed at appropriate locations to designate the boundaries of the subject property and the pit areas. And the boundary markers shall be raised and marked so they're clearly visible to anyone nearing the site.
So would you, if you read it, it would say no trespassing?
It could say no trespassing. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you see the signs, one near Millsboro, says deep water.
Yes.
And then it gives a warning of the safety
features. Well, that's the last
thing
you want to
say. It says safety features. So.
That's the attractive nuisance part of it.
But that's a normal signage.
Okay, and DENREC is going to look at it in 20 years. And you said under then existing regulations,
If DENREC had changed their regulations and they're more stringent, they would still be reviewing it based on that current regulation, not today's regulation.
Not the old.
They would have to come into compliance with whatever.
To be,
at that
as
time.
As stated, it said then existing, meaning at that current time.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to be, they're going to be 200 feet from any dwelling. Would that include a manufactured home or mobile home, or where are we with that now?
But that definition is still, there is a difference. There is a dwelling, there is a manufactured home.
So how would that?
Manufactured home has not been included in the definition of a dwelling.
So how far would it be from one of those then?
You could add that condition if you so desire. That way it's clear.
Well, I don't know
why
not.
Right now it would just be a standard setback.
But I don't know why not.
Right. And those.
That seems reasonable. Then.
Like many of these distances, that comes straight out of what our code says. It was decided years ago on these borrow pits that it made sense to put all the code conditions right in the ordinance. That way it was right on the face of it. So, you know, mm-hmm. so that 200 mm-hmm. feet, that wasn't anything that was, you know, a number that was determined by planning and zoning or the applicant. That comes from the code.
Right.
Well, we ought to include in that area. There are a lot of manufactured housing and stuff that is a mixed area. So,
if that being the case, you would state the bar pit shall be surrounded by a bar strip a minimum distance of 100 feet from any street line, 200 feet from any dwelling or residential manufactured home. The purpose of that is it
could be an office.
Could be a bar pit with a mobile home for an office or a weigh station or something. Right. So it'd be a residential.
That makes sense.
Very good.
That does make sense.
Anything else from council?
So we have that added now? Is that something we have to vote on?
Yes, we do. Anything else from council? Okay. We will need, I think, if I'm right, to have Mr. Robertson read the short title.
That's right.
And then we'll have to have motions to make the two amendments that Mr. Cole and Mrs. Deaver referenced, and then we'd vote on them.
On the ordinance
as amended.
Can we combine it into one?
Well, let's.
Well, I'll read the title, and then I think you can combine those two.
Okay.
It is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR-1 agricultural residential district for excavation of a borrow pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 7.2 acres more or less, and again being tax map ID 134.11.00207.00. So the next thing is a motion then, as I believe the council wants to do, to amend, I'm going to do this in order, condition J to state.
Can I reword it? I got a suggested rewording.
Yeah. That's about you may.
Just to clarify, because you're dealing with depth and you're dealing with slopes.
Yeah.
Okay. Bar pit shall not exceed a depth of 25 feet and shall have 2-to-1 slopes, period. The slope shall be seeded and planted to control erosion. Okay. That just clears it up a little better.
That's very.
We should vote on that, I would think, and then do the next one. So it starts. Okay. We have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Second, Mrs. I'll Deaver, second. To amend J as read by Mr. Lank. Any questions on that motion? Mr. Phillips.
PNZ approved this 5-0?
Yes.
5-0.
Yes. Yes. We will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes, based on the information provided to us, there is a need for.
No, we're
no, no, this, this,
oh,
this
I'm
is
sorry.
The amendment.
No. Yes, this is for the amendment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And then second we have a second amendment. Amendment, Mr. Lank.
The second amendment.
Q. Q, the suggestion was the bar pit shall be surrounded by a buffer strip, a minimum distance of 100 feet from any street line, 200 feet from any dwelling or residential manufactured home of other ownership, and 50 feet from all other property lines of other ownership. The buffer area shall be a vegetative buffer of existing vegetation or native species vegetation.
Yes, I'll make that motion.
A motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to amend Q as read by Mr. Lank. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Yes.
Cole. Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
How about yes, motion carried. Now we will take a vote on the ordinance as amended.
That's correct.
So I can make a motion to adopt the ordinance as with the amended.
As amended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as amended.
Mm-hmm. I have a motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
I'll second.
Mrs. Deaver.
Mm-hmm.
To grant conditional use number 1969 with conditions as amended. Any questions on that motion?
No.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and yes, I listened carefully to what planning and zoning had to say, and there was a remark in there that it would not disturb the neighbors, and we did have opposition, but I would vote yes, in fact, because all of the other reasons that they gave were excellent reasons, when I'm asking planning and zoning, when they look at the site plan, please remember we did have neighbors who opposed it. And but other than that, I'm just yes.
Cole.
I'll vote yes. It's there's been a pit in that location for well over 40 years, and actually I believe it originated before zoning. The pit has been off and on used over all those years. I think the current owner, who has a long history in the operation of pits, will operate it in a yeah. good fashion, especially with these conditions we've placed on it. I think the neighborhood shouldn't be affected too much. It's because it's been there, and the development that's around there happened a lot of it with the pit, you know, in its presence. So I don't believe it'll be that much of an impact. So I'll vote yes.
Phillips.
I believe there's a need. I believe all the safeguards are in place through the conditions, and I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes. Well, recommendation P&Z.
I also agree with planning and zoning's findings and their conditions as amended, and I will vote yes. Thank you.
I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver.
We know this company very well, and their work is beautiful, but, you know, in the future, can we? I don't see how we can vote on something like that because we know the company, and they do good work. What if somebody else wants to have a borough pit and we don't know their reputation and they're from somewhere else? And I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Well, you have to base it on what's presented to us as for a land use decision. I mean, like, regardless of who makes a request.
It just seems like that's a hole in the bottom of the boat there.
A number of years ago, we did come up with that. We did do a lot of modifying of what we do with borrow pits, correct, Lawrence? We really addressed it. I believe there was a pit that kind of triggered it all. And since then, we've applied a lot of the same standards to all these pits as they've come through the pike. Just so happened we did know this, but I don't think I based my opinion. I think I did make comments that we're familiar with the current owner, and they have a good history of operating, you know, pits.
The commission and council have been very consistent over the last many years now that try to meet the same criteria at a minimum.
Right, we try to be consistent.
And if we see something that needs to be more improved, then we've improved it.
Okay.
Another question.
Can the reputation of the applicant be a reason for approval?
I don't think that should be a significant reason for approval because the conditional use doesn't lie with that application. If the property should change hands or the operation should change hands, it wouldn't stay with that applicant necessarily. But going back to the votes this morning, there was enough reasons given on the record that related to the record that was presented during the public hearing.
Sure.
You know, and certainly in this case, the applicant is a known entity, but I don't think that this was decided based upon that applicant. Or that known entity this morning.
Let me help you answer that question too.
Wilson.
I know how to use a shovel a little bit, you know, go here and dig a hole. And we're talking about a crane or whatever. And I'm not in business, it's my first hole digging. If we use that criterion, saying that we could only recommend these things that people we know has done the job, whatever happens to the new person who wants to come on board? He never have a shot at it. So, it's almost foolishness to even think they were going to go in that direction.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have one grant for your consideration. It is the town of Millville. They're requesting support for their annual Millville Great Pumpkin Festival. There is no specific amount requested. The last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Cole.
They already had their festival, and it was, I believe, a big success. And I'm going to give them $250 this year to help with their expenses.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Could I
second
that?
Yep.
Would you?
Wait a minute. You second
a watermelon it? Farmer wants to
we
add
have
some
a motion
pumpkin
a second.
Money.
We have a motion to second to grant $250 from Mr. Cole's account. Mr. Phillips.
Well, I'd like to add $100. It's been discovered that I have some of Millville in my district. I think you pointed that out to me one day last week.
I don't know how. Well, maybe you
I'll add $100.
Will you accept that as an amendment, sir?
I'd rather have two. I'd rather have two, Mr. President.
But you're going to get one, apparently.
I think about 50. Really.
Or vote quickly, then. We'll take the vote. Motion is for Mr. Cole, second Mrs. Deaver to grant $250 for Mr. Cole's account and $100 for Mr. Wilson's Councilman district. Mr. Phillips, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to keep your money away.
Did you grow any pumpkins this year, Mr. Wilson?
Any questions on the motion?
Yeah.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Rutt?
There are no proposed zoning ordinances.
Additional business brought before council, Mr. Guy?
Mr. Guy.
think there ought to be a pole bean festival.
Pole beans. Carol Summers. Pole bean festival.
In Greenwood, a pole bean festival would be.
Oh, I see where you're going. Okay. Okay.
It's hard to find. It's hard to find a good pole bean, Mr. Vincent. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I'm not aware of that, but ma'am, you have the floor. 3 minutes.
Good morning. I'm Carol Summers. I live in Lewis, and I'm speaking this morning on my own behalf and also on behalf of the League of Women Voters. For the past few years, I've attended many county council meetings, and I noticed that the agenda frequently includes issues related to the sanitary sewer system, and it seems that the operations have been run very effectively. Now, I'm no expert on sewers, but I did live for 30 years in a home which had a septic system, and it was a nuisance to maintain, and it was an environmental concern. I can tell you it is now a delight to live in a home with a sanitary sewer connection. I'm sure many residents of Sussex County have similar feelings of appreciation about the service they receive. Several weeks ago, there were two situations where persons were in rather desperate need of sewer service, and I was impressed by how the council and the county engineer responded quickly and compassionately to their urgent needs. Now I have learned that the county, with the adoption of new wastewater territory map, will have the right of first refusal for wastewater requests, thus working toward elimination of a patchwork of private sewer projects and helping to meet the standard of elimination of individual septic systems in the Chesapeake watershed. The League of Women Voters congratulates the county on this move to improve planning for sewer services and promotion of efficient growth. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Entertain.
I don't know if it's appropriate or not. You can tell me whether it's appropriate.
Well, we'll see. What's your question?
I represent the 3rd District, and it's grown, and it's the one that did grow over the past 10 years, census-wise. And a lot of things are approved by 3 people on the council who don't live in that area. I would like to know, what is their vision for my district? Is it all going to be hotels and gas stations? Is it going to be homes? What is it? Where are we going with it?
Okay, we'll move on now to. Okay. I appreciate your question, but that is certainly not something we're going to have on the agenda.
Right.
I doubt it will be on the agenda.
Okay.
Entertain a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition.
I move.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Is there anyone else that?
No. Oh, there was one person signed up, was there?
Okay.
Okay. No. Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson, to go into executive session for land acquisition. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. We're now going to executive session. In the caucus room, I assume, Tom?
Yes, please.